Just recently, I ran across something from a priest who is an exorcist that I follow some of his writings, and he came to this realization through experience recently when, in the midst of somebody that he was trying to minister to, the demon manifested saying all kinds of cruel and unkind things and all kinds of wicked sort of actions. And he was moved by God to simply offer the humiliation, the unkindness, for the freedom of this person he was ministering to. And he did this totally interiorly, and it got a reaction. This spirit was pained by that act of loving sacrifice. And so Father has taken that into his ministry now and has instructed those who are supporting him and working with him to do the same thing, to offer the very mockery, cruelty, whatever that the evil spirit manifests back to the Lord for the freedom of the individual that they are serving. And he sees that it has great effect. Now, I don't share this because any of us are likely to find ourselves in the midst of assisting an exorcist. Rather, that is an extraordinary illustration of a very ordinary but powerful truth that we are so quick to forget, which is the power of making an offering to God. But lest we think that this is just another offer it up sort of homily, like, just deal with it, offer it up. This is tied deeply to our identity in Christ. When we are baptized as priest, prophet, and king. And it's that first baptismal identity that I want us to focus on today because it's in our readings. We are all baptized into a share in Christ's priesthood. And I will say emphatically, the priesthood of the baptized is different from the priesthood of the ordained. But it is not non-existent. We are enlisted in our baptism as priests in fulfillment of what we heard in the first reading, that God intended to make a kingdom of priests. So what does that mean? A priest, first and foremost, offers sacrifice. So when we talk about offering something up, this is not some vague action that just is the Catholic way of saying suck it up and deal with it. This is a profoundly powerful spiritual action that takes its power not from us and our force of will, but from the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ. And we find our strength to do that. We find the focus of that sacrifice each week at Mass. So this again challenges us to let go of the idea that we primarily are coming to Mass to get something. And so if we're not getting something, that we should just step away. Mass is part of our solemn responsibility as baptized priests to make offering to God. But we didn't make ourselves priests, whether we are baptized priests or ordained priests. It is the action of God that does that. And so our sacrifices take on value and power only insofar as they are joined to the sacrifice of the great high priest that we enter into each and every Holy Mass. So what are we bringing as the offering that we join to Jesus? You and I are entrusted with some small part of this universe in a way that is unrepeatable. We are the only person in all of human history, in the whole story of the universe, from the Big Bang to whatever will bring the universe to its conclusion, with moments, with time, that no one else will be entrusted with. And so we are able to bring that to the power of Jesus to be redeemed. And as lofty as that sounds, it is in the very ordinary stuff that we find the material for our offering. So what are we bringing? Well, we may not have the demon manifesting and mocking us, taking cruel actions against us. But we all have people that we don't get along with. Maybe we do have people who mock us, make fun of us, people who have perpetrated cruel things upon us. But maybe it's even simpler than that. Maybe it is the stuff that's as simple as being cut off in traffic, someone merging slowly onto 380. Maybe it's just that part of our job that we find every way to avoid. Maybe it's a diagnosis, an illness. It's part of the reason that I try and encourage those who are taking care of children, not just to say, hey, please stay, don't go away just because you're afraid that your kids are acting poorly, but because that is really truly an exercise of sacrifice, especially in the midst of Mass, and it is for us also a call to love. It is an act of sacrifice that makes Mass fruitful regardless of what we hear, experience, or feel. Mass is first and foremost an experience of union with the sacrificial love of Jesus. So that could even mean if the sound system were to cut out or be unsatisfactory, if we weren't totally pleased with Father's homily or with how long it was. Anything that runs contrary to our will and desires is fruit that can be given to the Lord and take on power by being joined to Him in sacrifice. And all of us can do this. From the youngest among us who are just starting to realize, you know, I don't like it when my mom and dad tell me what to do. There is something to bring to Jesus in sacrifice. And to the oldest among us, it breaks my heart so often when I hear, I don't know what God's got left for me. Maybe you're a widow or a widower. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you're lonely. And this temptation to hopelessness sets in, hearing the lies of the culture. My best days are behind me. If only I were young again. You have so much to offer by bringing the suffering that comes with aging to the heart of Jesus, who still looks on you as His brother or sister, bringing it to the Father who looks on you as His beloved adopted son or daughter. We should not waste the chance to go to Jesus, desiring to love with Him by offering our sacrifices with His own. We hear as much in St. Paul's letter to the Romans. We're reminded that all of this is caught up in the generosity of God. God did not die for us because we were nice people, because we'd done at least just one good thing. He died for us while we were sinners, while we were His enemies. But then Paul's eyes are raised to a greater hope, and he raises ours. If indeed while we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, how much more once reconciled will we be saved by His life? Will we be transformed by our union with Him? God is not done with us. And so this act of offering our sufferings to the Lord, especially at Mass each week, isn't just saying, well, it doesn't matter, here it is, Lord. It is an offering that becomes an embrace. Just celebrated the solemnity of the Sacred Heart on Friday. We are drawn up into the Lord's own heart, where He looks on us and sees, yes, you are suffering, and I will be with you, I will console you, I will love you. So there's no space for this, I'm going to be tough and offer it up for Jesus. No, we can cry, we can be hurting. What we can't be is bitter and angry and self-reliant. But in that embrace then, in our sorrow, in allowing the Lord to hold us before the Father, that offering is made and transformed by that heart that was pierced to bring us new life and redemption. It is that life that has the power to drive out demons, to raise the dead, cleanse lepers, to cure the sick, to establish God's kingdom on earth. We are priests, and we exercise that priesthood each Sunday. I exercise it in the person of Christ the head, offering Mass. But you exercise it also by bringing the sacrifices and sufferings of your life to be united to the sacrifice offered on the altar. And in that, Jesus desires to console you, but also to continue to empower you with his love. So may we support each other in our priesthoods well. May we live our priesthood well. And we do that by imitating, by being loved by, the great High Priest, Jesus Christ.